Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're lucky to be joined today by former forward Mel Eaves from the late 70s and early 80s, over 200 games for the club and over 50 goals for the club too. Mel, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Jase.
Yeah, not too bad at all, not too bad at all. So I set you the task of choosing the best 11 that you was with at the club. What formation are you going to go for, Mel?
I'm going to go for 4-4-2 because that's really what we played when in my time.
A 4-4-2. So, starting in goal, who's your goalkeeper, Mel?
It was a very difficult choice, but the one I've gone for is Paul Bradshaw.
Okay.
Because I played with some really top keepers. Obviously started off with Phil Lofty Parks, but didn't really play in the first team with Phil until he left. So that's why I've gone. And then obviously after Paul Bradshaw, there was John Burridge, who was one of the biggest characters I've ever played with. And I was a roommate of his, both at Wolves and at Sheffield United. So it was a toss-up. But Braddy gets it because if it had been with a little bit more dedication, probably, I think he would have played for England.
Really?
He was capable of playing for England, Paul Bradshaw, yeah.
And with Paul, obviously, he played in the 1980 League Cup final as well. Was he pivotal in obviously that victory?
I think he was pivotal in the 79-80 season, where we did so well. We finished sixth. He was a commanding presence in goal, and he got us some, you know, he put a lot of good points on the board for us because we got a tremendous defence, we got a tremendous way of playing, but if that was breached, you could always rely on Braddy, and you know, he was a tremendous keeper.
Brilliant. So Bradshaw in goal. Who is your right back, Mel?
Zico himself, Jeff Palmer. Yeah, I think after Jeff Palmer, there was John Humphrey, who was a good lad that I played with after that. But I played most of the time with Jeff, and he was absolute quality.
Brilliant.
I mean, I played against Jeff many times in practice games, and it's very difficult to get the better of him. Excellent defender, but very good going forward as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, great right foot on him.
Oh yeah, what a player Jeff was. In fact, Jeff's proved quite a popular player, to be honest. Left back, number three, who's your left back, Mel?
Well, it's Derek Parkin. Squeak was absolutely the most immaculate and dedicated professional I've ever played with. He was absolutely top draw. He'd be out practicing, and this was it. You hear this about David Beckham taking balls out and just practicing. But even though he was naturally right-footed, he would work on just knocking balls with his left foot.
Yeah.
From different positions in the left back position, and then just knocking it up to the forwards or whatever. And he'd practice that all day. So it was excellent.
I mean, with Derek as well, obviously the leading appearance holder for Wolves, 609 appearances. I mean, that's never, ever going to be beaten, is it, Mel?
I can't see being beaten, Jase, no. And I think his dedication to his profession was second to none. He was always one of the first in. Always looked after himself. And always got on with everybody.
Yeah.
Squeak just never upset anybody.
I do believe as well, he played 609 games for Wolves. I believe he had a season out injured as well.
Yes, yeah, I know he had a season when he had the the heart murmur thing, didn't he, or something? But
so I mean, that could have been over 700 appearances, you know, or nigh on 700 appearances, which is just fantastic at any level for any club.
Well, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, you've got you know, you look back in history, and there are players that have played more than that, but it's a tremendous effort, especially as Wolves were at the top level most of Squeak's career.
Yeah.
It was Division One, which is the Premier League now. So,
yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant.
So, we know the fullbacks. Who are your centre halves, Mel?
Centre halves, I'm going with George Berry.
Okay.
George is a real character. But
yes.
Again, he works at his game. And he just he was a commanding presence there. You know, he'll go and win it. He'll go and win everything.
Yeah.
And
obviously, Welsh international as well, Mel.
Yeah. I know he's obviously born in, I think, Germany or whatever, because his dad was in the forces.
Yeah.
I think it was RAF, wasn't it?
Played with you in the 1980 League Cup final as well, Mel. And I mean, we we did the dinner the other day, and we watched the match again. And you know what a game he had as well.
Yeah, but that was George. All the time he was pretty consistent. And now he's a very, very good player.
Good. And who's partnering George Berry, Mel?
Again. That was a difficult one, because I'm just going to give a mention to a player that I've got the greatest admiration for, which is Frank Munro.
Yes.
But I never actually played with Frank in the first team.
Okay.
Because when I came to the club, I think it was a couple of seasons or so, Frank was there.
Right.
And then, he left.
Yeah.
But I remember playing with Frank and against Frank in practice games, and obviously seeing him for so many years as well, play for Wolves. Unbelievable talent.
Yeah.
Unbelievable talent. But because I didn't actually play with him, I'm going to go for Emlyn Hughes.
Emlyn Hughes, wow. So, I mean, Emlyn, you played with Emlyn, sorry, in the 1980 League Cup final again. Emlyn had won everything at Liverpool, Mel, the league, the FA Cup, the European Cup. The one thing he'd never won was the League Cup, and he came to Wolves and did that. So how good was Emlyn?
Obviously, when he came to Wolves, he was probably on the downward spiral slightly.
Yeah.
In the fact that he might not have been as fit. Otherwise, I don't think Liverpool would have considered letting him go.
Of course.
But it was a very, very shrewd move by John Barnwell, because we got a good couple of seasons out of Emlyn that made all the difference. And as I say, to win that season when we finished sixth and won the League Cup. I think Emlyn played most of the games, and he was absolutely first class and great, great in the dressing room, great character.
Brilliant. So you four at the back: Jeff Palmer, Derek Parkin, George Berry, and Emlyn Hughes. Going into midfield, who's your right winger, Mel?
Wide right.
Yep.
I'm going for Peter Daniel.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Now, Peter Daniel, again, was probably one of the fittest and competitive players that I've ever played with. Tough as old boots.
Yeah.
Could make goals, could score goals, could defend as well. Because originally I think he played right back for England under-21s and what have you. I think he was an under-21 international when he came to Wolves.
Yep.
I think it was from Hull. And I've got a lot of time for Peter.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes it can be a thankless job going up and down the right-hand side or in a 4-4-2. But you've got to have somebody that's willing to do that. And he does an absolutely brilliant job in that position.
So for you, Mel, obviously, in the times you did play centre-forward and as a sort of out-and-out striker, was it good to have Peter on the wing delivering the balls in?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There were times when I played up front with Andy Gray.
Yeah.
And to have people like Jeff Palmer and Peter Daniel coming up down that one side, and then it always helps to have people that do the basics very well.
Yes.
And that was Peter. Did the basics very well. Great engine on him. And just kept going. Great competitor, great team player.
Brilliant. So, who would be your wide left player, Mel? Now, I know this is a position that you played in, throughout your career at Wolves. Who would be your... I mean, you can pick yourself, by the way, but who would be your left-sided player?
Right, well, I'm not going to pick Mel Eves.
Okay.
Right, I'm picking somebody who was at the club. I played my very first reserve game with him. I played quite a few games with this guy.
Yeah.
The guy's an absolute legend. Probably the best number 11, or one of them. You have to go back to the 50s with Jimmy Mullen.
Yeah.
To have somebody that's probably held in the same esteem.
Yes. I think I know who's coming now. Yeah.
Waggy was just different class.
Yeah.
Waggy got the best left foot of anybody that I've ever played with.
Yeah.
Bar none.
I mean, so Mel, as you're growing up, because you was a big Wolves fan growing up, as you're growing up, And you're watching players like Dave Wagstaff, you must be thinking, you know, what players these actually were. So for you, it must have been such an honour when you got to wear that number 11 shirt as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, for me to play in the League Cup final and probably be number 11 when Waggy played number 11 in the 74 Cup final when we beat Man City. And then... The next time I'm wearing it, it was, yeah, absolute honour.
Yeah, I mean, they are tough boots to follow. So you've got two cracking wide players there. Who are going to be your two central midfielders?
Well, again, for me, it's pretty easy. It's Kenny Hibbett.
What a player.
Who, again, I talk about the ability to strike a football. I've said Dave Wagstaff have probably got the best left foot I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And witnessed. And but Kenny Hibbett had got the two what I'd call the neatest feet. There's a saying that when we talk about players, he's got good feet.
Yeah.
Kenny Hibbett hadn't got good feet. He got absolutely immaculate feet.
Really?
He was that good.
Wow.
Both feet just drilled the ball anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute pleasure to play with him.
He was such a stylish player. Who are you going to partner with Kenny?
Well, Willie Carr.
Yeah, Willie.
Because Willie, I think, was underrated. Might have been underrated by a lot of people. Because, yeah. And I'll tell you why. Probably unlike, say, Kenny, who could score the spectacular.
Yeah.
Because he got a great, especially with his right foot. Because he's predominantly, obviously, right-footed, but could knock the ball off with both feet. Kenny had probably scored a few spectacular goals from outside the box. But Willie didn't do that so much. Willie kept it very, very simple.
Yeah.
and there's an absolute art in that. And I think it reminds me of now the present team, somebody like Joe Moutinho.
Okay.
He's the nearest I've come to somebody as good as Willie Carr.
Wow. I mean, that's a compliment in itself.
Well, and that just shows, because I love Moutinho. I think he's just different class. And but Willie Carr was that good.
Oh, 100. What a player Willie Carr was. I mean, I've seen the footage of him. Obviously, I've never seen him live. And once again, to partner Kenny in midfield, that's a strong midfield, Mel. So, who is going to be leading the line for your best 11? Who are your two centre-forwards?
Well, Andy Gray.
Yeah.
And John Richards.
Yeah. Once again, two great strikers, Mel.
Yeah, and I played with both of them. I made my debut up front with John.
Yeah.
And then had the, was lucky enough to then play with both of them.
Yeah.
For a few years on the left-hand side when they played together. And then I played with Andy for a couple of years as well up front when John moved to Portugal. And as I say, it was an absolute pleasure. King John doesn't get the name King willy-nilly, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It is so deserved.
So for you, Mel, as a wide player, comforting is it, knowing that you put a ball in that box, you've got John Richards and Andy Gray, and Andy Gray was a great aerial threat. Did it make your job a lot easier knowing that those two are in the box?
Well, yeah, in the fact that sometimes you didn't even have to get that good a crossing.
Yeah.
And you knew that they'd make an attempt to get on the end of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wouldn't be too bad. I'd get a decent ball in, and you'd expect somebody to get on the end of it, but sometimes you wouldn't. But they'd just do everything they can to just make the best of it. And, they wouldn't be standing there with their hands on their hips saying, "We want a better ball."
Yeah.
They were consummate professionals. Andy, which I know has been said many, many times, would put his head where most people wouldn't put their feet.
Yeah.
Brave as a lion. Would not get intimidated. I've seen absolute nasty pieces of work centre-backs at times, which you come across every now and again.
Yes.
Trying to upset Andy. And none of them have got the better of him, by the way.
Yeah. So, Mel, who is going to manage this great side?
The manager has to be John Barnwell.
Brilliant.
Got a lot of time for Barney. He masterminded probably the best team that I'd played in at Wolves.
100%.
During my 9 years there. I got my opportunity with Sammy Chung. And Sammy was absolutely brilliant. Unfortunately, not there too long. But John and then Richie Barker, who was like the drill sergeant, really, on the training pitch, who was excellent with he was excellent with the players, hard taskmaster, in the fact that we spent days upon days, weeks upon weeks, hours upon hours in getting the shape right of the team.
Yeah.
Working when we got the ball, working when we hadn't got the ball, all about team shape and what's expected of us. And that was the real foundation of why we did so well.
Yeah. Because it was...
It's not...
It was, Mel, a successful team, wasn't it?
It was a very, very successful team, which we were all disappointed didn't move on.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get the backing off the pitch. No. It fell apart off the pitch, and therefore the finances weren't there.
On the pitch, it was going so right. What's interesting about your team, Mel, there is, I mean, the majority of that team is the 1980 League Cup final team, but that's testament, really, to how good that side was.
It's the best team I played in.
Yeah.
So, you know, it probably is going to be that team.
Yeah.
Because that team played the vast majority of the 79-80 season. Added with obviously, yeah, it is the 1980 League Cup winning team, apart from Waggy.
Yeah, and to be honest, Mel, you know, once again, what a successful period it was. You know, that team obviously got us into Europe and beat the European champions at Molineux and the current League Cup holders. So, well, Mel, I must say, thanks very much for your time today. That's a great, great team. It's Paul Bradshaw in goal, Jeff Palmer right back, Derek Park in left back, centre-halves George Berry and Emlyn Hughes. On the right-hand side, wide right, Peter Daniel. Left wing, Dave Wagstaff. Centre midfielders, Willie Carr and Kenny Hibbett. And the centre forwards of Andy Gray and John Richards and the manager, John Barnwell. I've got to say, Mel, what a team.
Well, it all brings back great memories for me. And I think that team there, with all the players at their peak, would give anybody a go.
Oh, 100%, Mel. Well, I've got to say, Mel, thank you for your time, and we will look forward to getting you back on the Wolf Whistle soon.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Jason.
Thanks, Mel.
My pleasure.
Bye now.